When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the Grant and Jimmy podcast. Here's Grant and Jimmy. This is Cruise Sports.
And in Monster Pro Wrestling Friday, the Leo Burke Cup, Giant Jim was named the interim commissioner.
We're not doing wrestling
Just
news
hold on,
during
Leo
sports.
Burke,
no, you can't. No.
On a Monday.
It's Cruise Mornings with Grant and Jimmy. There was this story about a teacher in Toronto fixing the problem of students being on their phones during class. Which I guess if you're a teacher now, that's going to be a huge issue because every kid has a phone. Like as young as like 10 years old now, too, they're getting phones. And I was expecting a story when I saw the headline about like fixing the problem. I expected it to be that she created like an app that blocked cell phone data in her classroom or something.
That would be awesome.
But it was just that she created a no cell phone policy in her class. It was simple. Everyone was surprised it worked. She just said, don't use your cell phone in my class or I'll take it away. And it worked.
But some parents fought it and then some parents didn't. And
why would you fight that as a parent? You want your kid on their phone during class? when I was in school, cell phones were new and not a thing. Like nobody had a cell phone. When I was in grade 12, people started to get like the odd person had a flip phone. But it wasn't a thing.
When I was in grade 12, the highest tech thing that we had was a graphic calculator.
Well, you were there for a few years, too. So you probably saw some changes in technology during all the years you were in grade 12.
It wasn't that...
What the big thing for me, for my class, I remember was MP3 players were new. Like the iPod had just come out. And so I had an iPod... one of the small ones. It had a screen on it, but I can't remember what it's called. A Nano. And we used to put it in our pocket and then run the headphone cord through our hoodies and then put your hood up and then put the headphones in and listen to music. You always got busted. Like, the teachers knew what you were doing. There was only 18 of us in the class, so it's a tiny school, right?
Yeah.
So they knew what you were doing, and then they would take your MP3 player away for the day. You'd have to go get it back from Mrs. Dahl at the end of the day. It was always Mrs. Dahl that would take it away. But I was thinking about that, like, yeah, we didn't have phones, but we did try to listen to music. And I thought we could do, what did you used to get busted for in school? Now it's cell phones, I guess. Can't go on your cell phone. For me, it was MP3 players. For Jimmy, it's their cobs of corn they bring in their lunch pack.
No. Actually, do you want mine now or do you want to wait?
Yeah, go for it.
I got caught. I was kind of cheating. Talked about a graphic calculator.
Yeah.
I used to, like, you could program it.
Oh,
yeah. I used to program in the formulas for all these different things, for especially for physics, and then you didn't have to memorize them. And I got caught by the teacher.
And you only hurt yourself by doing that, Jimmy.
Yeah, okay.
What did you get busted for in school? Cruise Mornings, Grant and Jimmy, we're talking about things you've been busted for. We're saying specifically when you're in school, like now kids get caught on their cell phones. Jimmy used to program the answers into his graphic calculator, and we were just playing U2. Jimmy, a few years ago, this is like, I don't know, 6, 7 years ago now, maybe even more.
Probably 7.
Went down to Chicago with a guy that he knows from Edmonton to illegally scalp tickets to U2 outside of the stadium.
Okay, we weren't selling them outside the stadium. He had sold them already. I was helping find the people that bought them.
So you were like an identifier for him. So he took you down to Soldier Stadium in Chicago and said, hey, I got your tickets. Look for... if you don't know this, Jimmy is a little person. Look for the little person in a red shirt. He has your tickets for you.
It wasn't the smartest thing, but it was a free trip to Chicago. He covered everything.
He got to see you too.
I got to see you too and had other extracurricular activities we don't need to talk about on the radio. And
you only broke a few international laws. smuggling across the border? And what else, what did he make you carry across the border for him?
Nothing.
Hopefully they didn't do a body scan. Big news, Jimmy. I know how much you like the weather. You're very passionate about your weather forecast
exactly.
here on the station.
Yes.
And they just released the extended farmer's almanac for the summer. So it's a big day, especially around Tabor, right? They're planting out the corn mazes and everything else in your hometown of Tabor. So they're saying it is going to be a hot summer. Sizzling and searing Alberta's summer forecast is out, and it is hot. So that's what they're saying. June 20th is the first day of summer, and they said it's going to be all across the province, hotter than normal temperatures. So
that's kind of a bad thing for the corn. Yes, we really need hot weather for the corn for it to be sweet, but you need
corn.
Water. You need water. Like it's
Well, that's the other thing. I was reading a story about in Calgary that you can't buy a rain barrel right now. Like everyone's completely bought out rain barrels because everyone's worried about drought. And so, we're all collecting the rain and everything. So that's what we're doing.
Because the Old Man River Dam. I was reading earlier because that's where, you know, in southern Alberta, that's where you get a lot of your irrigation water.
Yeah.
And it's a lot lower than ever before.
And you're still denying that your family has a corn farm?
My family
Listen
does
to all
not
this
have a corn
farm. Knowledge you have about
because
how to get
I
the
grew
sweetest
up in the town.
And
I have friends that were farmers.
We used
I
to
was
hang
never
out at
a
the,
farmer.
We used to hang out at the Old Man River Dam down there.
I never went to the Old Man River
down at the
Dam.
Chattahoochee. It got hotter than
I.
You're a
never,
total corn farmer.
I was never a farmer. I just was friends with them.
I want to get one of those pools that you get from like Costco. Like a few $100. Need one of those, but have to fill it with rainwater, I guess.
3, 2,
Jimmy at the movies.
I shall call him Minnie.
It's like Minute at the Movies, but shorter.
Jimmy, what movie did you review this week?
Last of the Mohicans.
All right, a lot of ocean noises. We had a minute of ocean noises for the clip that you sent.
I sent you the wrong clip.
I'm the maker of all life.
Okay.
Sounds like a good movie.
Okay. No, I sent you the wrong clip. I sent you the unedited one. Okay.
I listened to it before and I was like, oh, I'm playing this. This is what he sent me? A minute of ocean noises?
I sent you the unedited. So basically.
Last of the Mohicans was from 1992, right? Which is doing 50 years of Jimmy. So every week he reviews a different movie from a year of his life. So 1992.
Yeah. It's a very well-made movie. Very graphic.
Oh, yeah.
Very violent. But it was at this time, right? Like, because it was during the French and English wars in America. And they were, and there was First Nations people on both sides. And it was very graphic.
Well, and Daniel Day-Lewis is stars in it. And
yeah,
he
Daniel
only,
Day-Lewis, Madeleine Stowe.
And he only does movies where he's like fully immersed in it, right? He does like method acting and
this,
stuff. So he's going to want it as
this West,
real.
West Duty. He plays Magua, which was like the bad guy. And he was in Dances with Wolves. Like he was in a lot of... but he was also in Heat and Street Fighter with Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Oh, yeah.
I just thought that was kind of funny. But it was a really well-made movie. It was, as I said, very violent. They even burned a guy to death. It was quite... But that's what they did back then, right?
Yeah.
At least so I've heard. And I kind of liked it. But I gave it a 4 out of 5. Because I felt they could have ended it a bit sooner. Like it was just.
Was it a long one?
It was almost 2 hours. Like it was 1 hour and 54 minutes.
Okay, so not
minutes,
too bad.
But with the way it was going, it could have ended a lot sooner. Like, they had a little bit more than they needed, I thought. It just, you know, could have ended sooner. But it was good.
You mentioned that one guy was also in Heat. It's the same director. Yes. Michael Mann did this one, and he also did Heat. So makes sense that he'd have some crossover there. So,
but he was in Dances with Wolves as well.
There we go. So The Last of the Mohicans from 1992.
I gave it a 4.
4 buttery cobs of Tabor corn out of 5. Later in the show, we'll pick a movie from 1993.
From the Harvard Media Sports Cage, this is Cruise Sports.
Giant Jim was named the interim commissioner for Monster Pro Wrestling, and the newest Leo Burke Cup winner Blake Cannon. That was on Friday.
Monster Pro Wrestling. Look, I respect your little wrestling that you do as an activity, and I'm happy that you do it.
It's a sport.
You practice your little skits.
So you think WWE is not a sport?
I'm saying it's entertainment. They don't even call themselves a sport.
It's sports entertainment.
They call themselves
sports. The first word is sports.
They put Speedos on, and they
sometimes
write
it's a
little
singlet.
Skits. And they.
It's not a skit. It's called a
match.
I'm
going to get you so good.
It's called a match.
Gonna
get you,
I'm going to put you in a headlock.
But also with the MMA, they have, you know, the face-offs at the thing at the beginning going, I'm going to take you. And
yeah, and
you
then they actually beat the hell out of each other and knock each other unconscious.
I got hit in the face with brass knuckles a month ago.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
No,
I was there.
You did not.
I did.
Pretended to hit you in the face with brass knuckles.
No, I got hit in the face.
You can talk. We can talk about your wrestling skits. But you can't put it in the sportscast.
It is a
Cruise Mornings with Grant and Jimmy. So, in the UK, they just banned generic passwords. It's the first law of its kind. So, your password 69 won't work there, Jimmy. Under the new law, like I said, it's the first in the world. Manufacturers can allow you to use a password like password, admin, 12345. Any of those easy generic ones, those will not be allowed in the UK anymore. So getting rid of all those. The problem with passwords is we as humans are not very smart. So how many passwords do you have? Like, how many different things do you need passwords for?
And the thing is also with, like, our work password here, they make us change it every 2 months.
So you're constantly trying to remember this new password, and you've got 100 different things that need passwords, and they all need to be different and not generic. So, of course, we're going to start just reusing the same ones over and over again. I got a long list of things I need passwords for. So some, of course, are going to be generic. They are pushing for this law to be brought in here in Canada, the generic password law. So, which brings me to my next point. If you're friends with Jimmy on Facebook, he was hacked over a year ago, and the hacker still has control of his Facebook.
We've done all the steps. I've
reported
emailed
it.
Emailed
constantly.
Facebook. We've blocked him. We've reported him. A few months ago, he got $2,000 out of a friend of mine
for Taylor Swift tickets.
Taylor Swift tickets.
Well, and the thing about Jimmy's Facebook is it's not just like his private personal Facebook. Jimmy accepts everyone and anyone as a friend. So he had thousands of friends on there, people who listen to the show. So listeners of this show are getting messages from Jimmy thinking this is Jimmy from the radio. Oh, he has Taylor Swift tickets for sale. Oh, okay, I'll give him $2,000. So this guy has made thousands and thousands of dollars off of Jimmy's Facebook. And we just want to warn you this morning, Jimmy is not selling a used Honda Accord.
Yeah, I'm not selling a car. And
Jimmy has never had his driver's license.
I've never had my driver's license.
He's never owned a car.
And, like, someone screamed, because actually the fake Jimmy now has me blocked, so I can't report.
You don't know what he's doing anymore.
So I don't know what he's doing. And in the message, it says, hey, I'm trying to sell my car. I bought a new one. I've never bought a car. I've never driven a day in my life.
If you are friends with Jimmy on Facebook, block and delete him. Even if it's his new account, which hasn't been hacked yet, eventually...
No, you don't have... No.
Eventually,
James
it will...
Patrick White is okay.
It will be hacked eventually.
No, it won't. That was a one-time thing.
Eventually, he's going to be trying to sell you a Honda.
I learned my lesson.
But right now, Jimmy is not selling any Hondas. For now. Who knows what the future holds, but at this current time, Jimmy does not have a used Honda Accord. It's a good deal, too.
I do not have a Honda Accord.
He sold it for like $2,500. I thought about it.
The Grant Report, brought to you by iFurniture. Better, cheaper, smarter. Visit iFurniture.ca. Now, Grant Johnson.
So, round two, game number one, happens Wednesday. Oilers and Canucks. Going to be a huge series, as per tradition now. The premiers of the two provinces have made a bet on the outcome of this series. So Danielle Smith made a bet with Dave Ebby. I guess that's the BC premier now. I don't know. So they made a bet. It's the classic, if my team wins, you have to wear our jersey and deliver a speech that I write in your legislature. So that's what they're doing. People need to relax, though. It's a lame bet, I know. Every politician does it. You have to wear our jersey if we win. But every politician does it. We all know it's lame, but it's kind of fun. But if you look at the comments, everyone is so twisted about it. They're all, don't make bets with him, Danielle. He's a socialist. And then in BC, they're like, don't make bets with her. She doesn't keep her promises. Can we all just chill? I feel bad for you if you're that wound up in politics and a stupid, lame bet has you that worked up. I'm sure Mayor Sorey and whoever the Vancouver mayor is now will make the exact same bet. I do think they should try to make it more interesting, though. Like, instead of just, you have to wear our jersey and read this speech that I write, they should make it like, if the Canucks win, then if the Canucks win, Danielle Smith has to work the counter at a cannabis store for a day. She has to pull a shift at the weed store. And if the Oilers win, then the BC premier has to work a shift on the pipeline. Wouldn't that be a little more interesting? I'm going to write an email to somebody. Cruise Mornings with Grant and Jimmy. I was offered a free Creed ticket, Jimmy.
Really?
Creed is reunited.
Yeah.
They just did their cruise. They're going on tour. They're going to be in Toronto. That's the only Canadian date. Or maybe Toronto and like Montreal. And I had a friend call me up last week and go, dude, I got a free ticket for you. I have a buddy pass on WestJet. So the flights are going to be like nothing. We have a place to stay. You want to go? And I can't. I don't have any vacation days left because it's in July and it's middle of the week. It's like a Thursday or a Wednesday. And we're already taking off 2 weeks in July, you and I.
Yeah.
So a free ticket to Creed. I can't go.
So it's not even during the time that we have booked off?
No, it's later. It's like at the end of the month.
Oh,
it's the end of July.
That sucks.
Although,
I'll lend you one of my days.
Can we do that? Can I pay you for a day off?
I don't know if we can do that.
I am feeling a little sick, Jimmy.
You're feeling sick already?
Did I book those sick days off now? That would be impossible to not post it on social media, though. Yeah.
This is a Short Minute with Jimmy.
So, I'm giving you a Star Wars Day breakdown because Star Wars Day was actually on Saturday. Really? This is Star Trek.
Same thing.
Bad Batch Season 3 finale, so that means it's a series finale.
Oh, the cartoon.
Yes.
I love when we do cartoon news.
Hey, there's a lot of it actually today.
Cartoon and wrestling.
So the Omega has become part of the rebellion.
The Omega.
During the time of Rogue One.
Oh, okay.
And
I was wondering about that.
Yeah, I know you were a little worried. The Tales of the Jedi were released, so it actually did actually give a behind what happened to Morgan Elsbeth that got her to Corvus, where she actually met with Ahsoka.
What are you talking about?
Morgan Elsbeth was the one in the Mandalorians season 2.
You don't need to explain her to me. I'm not concerned.
Okay. So, yeah, how she ended up being there. And then the second story was actually about Barriss Offee, not Boris.
Oh, okay.
How she was trained as an Inquisitor.
Inquisitor. Let me ask you a question. I'm so inquisitive.
And there was more to deal with the Acolyte.
Oh, the Coyote.
And I did not make it to the Phantom Menace this weekend, but I will actually be going tomorrow.
Oh, okay. So we can join you.
Yes.
Okay. We'll go watch Jar Jar Binks with you.
Yes.
So this Star Wars news was the cartoon is done.
Actually, all three of those things that I talked about.
Were they all cartoons?
Yes.
It's a good use of our time.
From the Harvard Media Sports Cage, this is Cruise Sports.
And in Monster Pro Wrestling, Leo Burke Cup on Friday.
Let me tell you something, brother. The Leo Burke Cup Friday, the Monster Pro Dome. We had James P. White named as official commissioner.
Taking
over for Bobby Cannoli, who served as a longtime commissioner. Now we got Jimmy Cheeseburger.
It was a Sicilian assassin. My predecessor. So, and the newest Leo Burke Cup winner was Blake Cannon.
Blake Cannon! Let me tell you something, brother. You're only champion until I get these pythons wrapped around you, brother.
Okay, can you quit the brother thing? Okay,
no
that
way,
was
brother.
It.
Doesn't take a day off.
Grant and Jimmy, good morning. How's she going? The roast of Tom Brady happened last night on Netflix. I didn't watch it. I don't have Netflix. I do watch a lot of Netflix shows, but this one was a live one, so I couldn't get it on my Fire Stick. I did watch a lot of videos of it, though, and I might have to go back and watch it because it looked good. They had Kevin Hart and Will Ferrell and Kim Kardashian was there roasting them.
She got booed as soon as she got up there.
Yeah, exactly. There was a whole list of celebrities there. I think Tom Segura and Burke Kreischer were there, but the only joke that Tom Brady didn't like, this is what people were talking about today, was when Jeff Ross got up. Of course, Jeff Ross is there. He's the king of roasts. That's all he does. Yeah. He got up there, and one of his jokes was, he said, when Tom, I tried to find audio of this, I was just going to play him, but all the videos now are people just talking about it. So when Tom Brady was drafted, he walked into the Patriots owner, Robert Kraft's office and said, "I'm the best decision you've ever made. Would you like a massage?" If you know anything, Robert Kraft a few years ago was arrested in a massage parlor and there was a whole scandal. Oh. He eventually got off of the charges. But that was the only joke where Tom Brady actually got up and whispered into Jeff Ross's ear and said, "Don't say that again." So I don't know if he was joking, but apparently you don't joke about Robert Kraft. That one was too far for him. It was another live Netflix event. I like that we've come full circle with Netflix. Like, their big idea now is to have live events.
Yeah.
Like live TV is some sort of new creation they just came up with.
That's actually a good idea to keep.
That's what the boxing one, Mike Tyson and Jake Paul. That's a live event on Netflix as well. So,
oh wow,
yeah, that's coming up in July. But the roast of Tom Brady. If you watched it, let us know what you thought. 95.7 Cruise FM, Cruise Mornings. Grant, that's me. Jimmy,
that's me.
He's over there, and we both had interesting weekends. I think both of us had very different weekends from each other, but at the same time,
dude, you're a family man, I'm just me.
Yeah, but still at the same time, like, my weekend was not typical of a normal person's weekend. Even though it was different from yours, my weekend was different. Like, what did you do? What did you want to talk about?
Okay, so obviously I had MPW on Friday.
So on Friday night he goes to wrestling. He's an amateur wrestler,
yeah,
and he does his skits where he gets in the ring and talks on the mic and stuff. So, that's already completely different than anybody else.
Yeah,
yeah, you're like in a 1%
there.
And
then on Saturday, I did something that you always make fun of. I made a batch of fridge pickles.
Got your cucumbers out and made some fridge pickles.
Okay. And then on Sunday, I was with a friend and we filmed some videos for a contest for the New Kids on the Block show that we're going to.
Jimmy is taking summer vacation this year and going to California to teach lightsaber training to kids.
Yeah, to three kids.
And then go to a
New
Kids on the Block concert.
And
he's learning to dance.
I actually have an outfit that is exactly the same as one that Donnie had in one of the original tours.
Is Donnie Wahlberg your favorite kid on the block?
Yeah, but I liked him from Blue Bloods, the series.
not as a New Kid on the Block. You're more of a Blue Blood guy. I used Is that your outfit? Him as a cop?
No. I used to make fun of New Kids when my sister liked them.
Yeah. And now you're going to California
to see them.
And then my weekend, we got goats.
I knew you were getting goats. I've been calling it for months.
you're like, no.
Well, and you got goats. I called it.
We have so much property and we needed it eaten down. And so we got these goats. They're awesome.
I knew, and that's exactly why.
You know what's crazy about goats is so there's a mama goat and then two kids.
Yeah.
The kids, when you pick them up, they literally do this. It's crazy, man. If you want to see them, just go to my social media.
Did you pick them up in Saskatchewan like I predicted?
No. We got them just outside Sherwood Park from a very nice lady. So got sheep, chickens, ducks, goats.
And quail.
And quail, a dog. Next, I want a llama. I think a llama has to be next, Jimmy. Cruise Mornings with Grant and Jimmy. And they just named the world's best bourbon. It was for 2023. They just announced it now. They just announced the winner. So if you're a bourbon drinker, maybe you've already tried it. Maybe you're going to have to try it. The W.L. Weller 12-year-old bourbon. The best one in the world, Jimmy. It's made by Buffalo Trace. I don't know if you've ever...
Oh, I've had Buffalo Trace.
I like the Buffalo Trace. I enjoy it. I like it because you can get it at Costco. You can get the big bottle at Costco for a reasonable price. And it's tasty. And I guess, this W.L. Weller is owned by Buffalo Trace, and it's similar. So they said they use wheat instead of rye as a secondary ingredient after corn. That makes it stand out from the others. And if you want to try it, good luck buying it now. Because whenever they name, like, best whiskeys in the world, best bourbons, vodka, whatever it is, it sells out immediately. Remember a few years ago when the Crown Royal Northern Harvest Rye
was named
best whiskey in the world? And you could not get a bottle of that anywhere. Like, it was sold out for months after that. And the price went way up and everything else. And so, yeah, we might have to wait for the hype to die down on this one, though. I wonder how it compares to the stuff you have in your tub right now from Antin Jimmy. Old Jimmy's Jimmy's bath water.
Instapot.
Oh, Instapot now.
Yeah.
Oh, you moved it from the tub to the Instapot.
Yeah. No, it's the same as my wine. I do it all in the Instapot.
That's a Tabor corn, though, from White Farms. So it's
there
nice
is no
and sweet.
Such thing as White Farms.
Maybe one day you'll win.
3-2
Jimmy at the movies.
I shall call him Minnie.
It's like Minute at the Movies, but shorter.
So we're going through Jimmy's life, picking a movie from every year of it. And as we count down to his 50th birthday, and then he reviews it every week. And this week will be 1993. I don't know how old you were in 93, but some of the movies that have been texted in, The Fugitive.
Oh, I love The Fugitive. Yeah.
Tommy Lee
I've
Jones.
Seen it. I've seen it. Yeah. It's served. Been a long time, but I haven't done it for Jimmy at the Movies.
Schindler's List.
I think that's a little bit too dark.
I don't know if I want you reviewing Schindler's
about
List.
About the Holocaust.
Army of Darkness came in. I feel like there's an Army of Darkness. That was 92. Yeah, you missed it. It would have been last week. It says this one's 93, though. So it's a 93 movie. Okay. Army of Darkness, I'm sure you've reviewed for Jimmy at the Movies.
If not here, at previous.
Yeah, and you could have done an Evil Dead movie, too. Maybe we're thinking of that because there's so many of those. The big winner, Tom Hanks won for Philadelphia. Philadelphia came out in 93.
Yeah.
The old Tom Hanks and Denzel Washington movie.
There's also that movie, Alive.
Oh, I loved that one when I was a kid. Where the plane crash, where they eat each other. Sorry, spoiler alert. Alive came out in 93? Okay. See, that's a good option for you.
Free Willy.
Free Willy. Oh, Free Willy's a great movie. This Boy's Life. We have Mrs. Doubtfire. Dazed and Confused. All right.
I've done that one for Jimmy at the Movies.
We have Indecent Proposal. Isn't that Bruce Willis in that one? Demi Moore. Yeah. Indecent Proposal would be a good one for you to watch.
I think I've seen that one for this, too.
Have you?
I feel like I have.
Okay, Rudy. You've definitely done Rudy.
I've done Rudy.
That came out in 93 as well. Man, there's a lot of good 93 movies. I think we got to go with Philadelphia. That came in. Tom Hanks. Denzel Washington. You want to do Philadelphia?
Yeah, let's do Philadelphia.
All right, Jimmy will have that review Monday morning.
That's the end of our podcast, Jimmy.
You can listen to our show tomorrow.
Catch us live every morning on 95.7 Cruise FM.